12th at 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Daylight Time. Of course, the Clon Feed Report is going to come out later this month. That'll be on the 21st this time around, and it'll be combined with the Cold Storage Report this time. Both of those will be coming out after the markets close on the 21st. And
tantrum out some slaughter over the canvas. Back with the yoga of rap and a spasm. Your music usually passes, but rain for the game, your enthusiasm it passes. Follow your must be moving, my little panther one. Jedi in training, colossal braining, thoughts are entertaining, but docile and impossible to explain it. I'm also vain and probably find a way to complain about a Picasso painting. You skywalker, but sound like Chewbacca when...
Lucas here, man. I remember that song when it first came out. I couldn't believe I was hearing it.
Right.
I was like, what? What did they say?
You heard it.
Hey, we want some pussy.
Loud.
Hey, they need that song right now. You need a remix.
You need the remix.
Ooh, right? What would you put on it?
A lot of people don't like pussy now.
Yeah.
I love pussy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't like it now.
Back then, everybody liked the pussy. Everybody like men. Men like men now.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I mean, that's what they like, but everybody like it. You know, I was like promoting pussy.
More for you now.
I was promoting everyone's pussy.
What?
I guess the girls loved it more. That's why those girls, there were more girls in the concert than the guys.
The girls loved it.
Back
then, it was secret. It was secret.
Mm-hmm. So I'm the reason. That this is going on.
Yeah. You're behind Caitlin.
Shit. I really.
You did it.
Congratulations, Luke. Mm. Another compliment.
What an honor.
My man, Luke.
That's not in the book. Caitlin, you bitch.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, you never told me.
We got JB on the line for this shit.
Oh, my God.
What up, yo? What up, yo? What up, yo?
What's up, baby?
Hey, Man, I got a call later to Luke. Uncle Luke, real talk, man, one of the OGs in the game. I'm an OG now, but back in 1990, when I was just a young buck, 12 years old, man, the main reason why I got the game that I got now, everything that I know about dealing with women, primarily freak hoes in the street, is because of Uncle Luke. Like, pop that pussy.
This guy is literally calling in to say everything he knows about women he learned from the Two Live Crew. That's
I met Luke about 7 years ago down on Connecticut Ave. And when I seen the man, I was like, dog, I gotta buy that, the gold Duke boat and the Two Live Crew, what's the name of that motherfucker jacket? That man. The varsity jacket. I was like, bro, put that on eBay. I'm like, slap that bitch on your face, nigga, I need to buy the top dollar, bro. I've been a fan of the dude for years, I swear to God, hey, on everything. I'm dealing with these hoes right now. I got these bitches out here doing what they gotta do, busting their ass open and pushing those motherfuckers. Hey.
Luke is such an inspiration.
I had to call in and say, I am not worthy, but I'll be that left bitch to the 305 real soon. See me on OC guy, send up that motherfucker, what's that, Red Willie? With a bad, fat booty Latina, you know it's me, for real, and I just want to call in.
All right, JB, oh, damn it. JB, God. Just buy the book.
And take a breath.
The book of Luke. Buy the book.
Get some more game.
All right, you know, what's interesting about this book is, some of the things you write about that took place in history or some of the issues we're facing now, people might think the book is all about pussy.
Right.
You know, right. But mm-hmm. it's not all about pussy. It's about injustice as well, right? Mm-hmm. And you talk about an incident that took place in Liberty City in 1979 with Arthur McDuffie. And he was a part of a car chase, and the cops actually caught him. And after they had him at gunpoint, they handcuffed him, they beat him unconscious, cracked his skull. He died 4 days later. The cops covered it up. The autopsy showed something different. They said the autopsy made it look like he fell from a four-story building. They went to trial, and they were found not guilty of murder. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
When you think of Michael Brown and, you know, the officer not being indicted, when you think of, you know, what's going on
with
Freddie Gray. Yeah.
McDuffie, the other guy in California.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oscar Grant.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's the same thing. And you know, I try and, you know, while doing the book, it took me about a year and a half. All these things were happening, Trayvon Martin and everything mm-hmm. else. You know, so I'm like, okay, it's important for people to know these things have took place before, mm-hmm. you know, and how far we have came. You know, everybody think we got a black president and we have overcame. No, these things are actually happening right now today. Mm-hmm. And as the book is coming out, more of this is actually happening. I mean, you know, police shooting people. And then, but the saddest part about it, you know, we're getting up in arms when the police shoot each other, but we don't get excited when it's more black on black crime.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the most disturbing part of it all for me. And when I go around the country and talk to people, it's like, man, y'all need to, you know, have more respect for your own self. Because mm-hmm. I'm looking at it in my neighborhood, you know, kids sitting on the porch getting their hair braided by the grandmother and the babies getting shot. You know, but ain't nobody protesting. You know, so it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy, right? When that's, you know, another thing in this book that I always tell people about the parental advisory sticker and where that concept came from, because I don't think people really, and we talk about it all the time. The reason why I always bring it up because, you know, we got this audience that got ADD now. You know, they
right.
And history don't matter to folks.
Right.
Hey man, that's been the secret to my game.
Exactly.
It's knowing the history.
Because, yeah.
Right? And so, in rap, you know, rap was under scrutiny for a long time, man. You know, rap was being persecuted against because of the freedom of speech. The constitutional laws that we have as artists were being challenged constantly because of what artists were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they took you to task where you had to go to court over this, right?
Yeah. I actually, you know, and I talk about it in the book, I actually, you know, was the first hip-hop artist to be banned. My record was deemed to be obscene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once the federal judge, Gonzalez, said it was obscene, you know, and he put the ruling down, then record store clerks started getting put in jail. You know, and then I took it upon myself. I said, look, you know, fuck this. I'm going to go and I'm going to perform at a building right around the corner. You know, I could have just took the L and just sat back and not fight for it, but I understood that it was a bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, this thing was really about hip-hop, because you had Tip Gore, Al Gore, YPMRC, all these different folks on it. They were not only coming after me, but they were more so coming after, you know, they had Ice Cube on there, they had Ice-T, they had all these Tupac. Black artists, Tupac, yeah, on this list. And I was like, yo, man, y'all don't understand, this really is, it's bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I basically said, look, whatever money I made in this business, I'll take it fighting that. And I fought that, and, you know, I ended up getting sued by other people because they were calling up all the other friends, like Roy Orbison, they called up George Lucas, because my name was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Then. They ended up suing me, so, you know, I'm getting sued everywhere. And at the same time, you know, the Court of Appeals for the parody case, I ended up having to go to the Supreme Court. So, you know, I just took it all. I just was like, yo, I'm gonna fight this to the wall. I'm gonna go to the door.
So you sat in at the Supreme Court?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm probably one. I think I'm the only artist that ever had to have a case tried before the Supreme Court.
Did you speak to the justices? Like, you had to come?
No, it was actually my lawyer.
Your lawyer did it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went in there and I sat down. It's an amazing courtroom, you know, to see these guys come from out the back of the curtains and all, they just and they appear,
uh-huh.
You know, it's all like a Houdini act, but but, you know, when I went there, you know, it was amazing, you know, the whole thing, you know, if I'd have lost that case, then you probably wouldn't hear, you know, no more parodies. They'd have got rid of Saturday Night Live,
uh-huh.
Things like that, because at that time, you had real Al Yankovic, Bobby Jimmy, and all these different dudes doing parodies. You know, and Michael Jackson actually filed a brief against me. Uh-huh. He wanted me to lose him and Dolly Parton. And then, you know, people like Saturday Night Live, they filed for me. So going through that, you know, I talk about that in the book, you know, because so many
kids... Michael Jackson filed a case against you?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He wanted me to lose. Yeah, people don't know that. Yeah, so I mean, when I talk about it, because so many kids hit me, you know, all the time. They go through law school and they look at my case. And even by me winning that case, right now, today, people use that case because it's the most important case in the internet today.
Wow.
It's about intellectual property.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, you know, because we went into this world of internet and people, you know, using, downloading, taking the pictures and all this, you know, that case set precedent,
uh-huh.
Where it's being used right now today in courtrooms all over the country.
And the parental advisory sticker,
mm-hmm.
As a result of that case, really is because of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, when I first started doing records, you know, it was never any intention for kids to get the dirty version of it. We wanted to be different. You know, when I started out DJing, I would bring down Run DMC, Jekyll & Hyde, T. LaRock, you name it, Divine Sound, all these guys down to Miami.
Wow.
You know, so when I, you know, I was a little promoter, and I said, you know, hey, look, this, I want to do this. And so I understood, you know, about the business a little bit. So then now I did start doing, you know, Two Live Crew records and taking that group and switching it over to adult content. And, you know, before you know it, family groups started sending me letters. Hey, look, my kids are getting this Throw the Dick record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, well, I don't want them to get that, you know. And so I had to then, you know, create something. So I looked at the movie theaters. I was like, they got a sticker, you know, this advisory sticker to 17 years older and beer companies. So then, now back then, we used to have rooms where a bunch of people sit there and call the record stores and a bunch of people call the radio station.
Yeah.
So I came up with this sticker. I kind of created this. I created the sticker. I said, I want to put this sticker on the Dirty Virgin. It would be a parental advisory sticker. So that would let the record stores know not to sell that to the kids. So it'll be almost like beer and cigarettes. At least they could identify the different songs, and they still came out to me even after
that. Luke is here, man. The new book is called The Book of Luke, My Fight for Truth, Justice, and Liberty. I'm going to go to a phone call. Kev in Florida. What up, Kev?
What up, Kev?
Hey, what's going on? Sway, what's happening?
What's popping with you?
Nothing, man. Hey, old Luke, dog. What's going on, dog?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm going to change it up, man. You know, Meek Mill and Drake had that bullshit-ass, pussy-ass motherfucking goddamn beef they call themselves. But I remember when Dre and Snoop went at you, on Dre Day, and you and JC Money motherfucker responded with that Cowards and Content. I was listening to that the other day. That shit was epic right there, dog. motherfuckers seem they like they forgot about it. If y'all don't know, go YouTube that Cowards and Content and see how the boys from Florida responded to them niggas for real.
Okay. So what's your question, Kev?
Man, I just wanted to big up Luke, man. I remember back in 85, I had the Miami Hurricane jacket repping with the motherfucking Trues and Bones back in the day. You know how we used to do it. I just wanted to say, what's up to my big dog, for real.
Boy. All right, man, T's and D's. Hey, you and Dre, y'all ever squashed it?
Yeah. Me, Drake, yeah, Snoop and all that. I mean, but, you know, it's crazy because, I talk about that whole battle and that whole beef in the book, and it's kind of funny that you know you see the little beef around here right now. People ask me about it. I'm like, yo, that's rated PG. Because when we beefed, you know, we were like, yo, my whole team, everybody that was on my label was like, give me a verse, you know what I'm saying? And when, you know, when the guys came to Jack the Rapper, mm-hmm. you know, when they came to Jack the Rapper,
that was a music convention, Jack.
All in Atlanta. You know, the whole Miami, like, you know, like, fuck that. So, you know, I'd be laughing right now when I see this little beef. I'm like, God, the Canada
guy. Yes, the Canada guy. I'm happy as this little beef, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm happy as a little, because it can get out of hand.
It can get out of hand. Man, Luke is here, man. You want to talk with him? 888-742-3345. Man, I was going to play this one.
Yo, cuz, come here, man. Tell me, I got one question for you, brother. Who is this kid, Shy D? I was listening to the radio, man. I heard this tune. It's like the Pink Panther. Dun, 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 dun. This kid was doing the wildest scratching, the wildest rapping. I'm like, yo, this is Death Number 3 on the phone. Then it came back, cuz, with dun, 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 dun. I'm like, yo, man, I'm thinking I'm watching TV or what? This is Steph, man. Who is this kid, Shy D?
Yo, homeboy, before I cold bug out, let me tell you right now, I'm Shy D. Yeah, I made the record, the Pink Panther and Fred Sanford. But let me tell you right now, all that is old, because I'm with a new funky fresh record company, Luke Skywalker Records, and I'm about to cold bug out and get ill, and it goes like this. Everything I say, you know, is but I'm MC Shy D, and I gotta be tough.
Listen to his lyrics, have to be.
Yo, you know I came to the state to give you a lesson, to let you know that I'm not present. I'm a certified rapper and my name is ID. I'm capable of taking out any MC. I'm backing that second with the word that I say. Oh, you're so MC.
That was MC Shiny. We used to play that in the Bay all the time, man.
Yeah, the Bay Area. The Bay Area reminded me of... Two areas always reminded me of Miami. And that was the Bay Area, because they used to call y'all Copeland.
Yep. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, and it was Baltimore. But that Bay Area, boy, I remember that.
This right here? This right here? Move some. Luke is here. Play in the morning. Stay 4-5.
This was probably the first Two Live Crew song that I heard as well, as I am also in the Bay.
I've been wanting to tell you this for a while. Well, I can fake blue eyes in your hoeing style. Let's go for a walk through the park. You can suck my dick in the dark and just do what I ask. Bitch, bend over, let me ride you back side like dogs to each other. I know that you're winning, so don't start butting. I don't want to be your man. I want to move soldiers. So since the time we met, my dick has grown. You had other men, now it's my chance. Give me some time to take off my pants. The time has come, don't be front, just drop the drawers, let's move some.
Straight in the morning, that's too live to move something. Uncle Luke is here, got the new book. It's called The Book of Luke, My Fight for Truth, Justice, and Liberty City. Real quick, man, we all been excited about this Straight Outta Compton movie that's coming out about the life and time of Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Yella, Ren.
Yep.
You know, the whole NWA crew collective. Man, I just feel like Two Live Crew. Like,
yeah.
The story you're telling right now, this deserves a movie.
Agreed.
Yeah,
we took a poll here on the show to see which groups, what people want to see, and the Two Live Crew name kept coming up.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. I mean, that's how I kind of written the book.
Yeah.
You know, the book is, it don't just read like a straight book. It just, it's almost like a story. It takes you from the beginning, you know, to where we're at right now today, and the fights and the struggles and how I became, you know, the person I am through my uncle and my dad. You know, in all these different angles and firsts and things like that. So,
you know, when people read
it, they kind of get that feeling and they go to thinking about it. And yes, you know, I think it, you know, because of the things that we did in the industry is real important for that story to be put on screen.
Yeah. Have you been in talks about it?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, I wanted to do the book first.
Okay.
Because, you know, like I always tell people, I always feel like, you know, the things that we did and the things that I did, we always feel like Rodney Dangerfield of the mm-hmm. music industry. Yeah. We never get any credit for anything. So, you know, I just felt like, okay, the book needs to be put out first. Everything needs to do and be going in portions. You know, you put the book out and hopefully you go from there to do either a movie or a documentary and just keep on moving. But now that the book is out, you know, I don't feel like nobody owed me nothing right now. Before, I was real angry.
Really?
You know, I would be, oh, man, they achieving, lifetime achievement for this and that and that. And hold on, I put my body on the line for this.
Yeah.
You know, and so I would never get any credit for doing anything, me, the group, the company, or anything. So, you know, by putting the book out and having it, I'm cool.
They don't You're have good to, now. You get your own credit.
Yeah, they don't have to say nothing.
They ain't got to say nothing.
I'm good.
Luke is here, man. Luther Campbell, man. Thanks for coming by, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man.
Good. Always a pleasure, good, man.
You got to bring the girls next time you come to Miami. Now,
say
you can't
it
be
loud.
Coming to your mom. You can't be coming
say
by yourself.
Okay,
listen,
don't look like that. Don't look like that.
I don't know, man. It had to be. I don't know.
I got to bring my team, Luke, you know?
Oh, so that's
different.
How it is.
Yeah, see, I'm a little difficult. I got to bring my team.
Oh.
I got a combine.
Oh.
You know how you got the girls? I got a bunch of men that I got to be entertained with. So it's a little.
She don't share either.
Different.
I don't share. Tracy might be.
Going to Miami, you don't need to take no. You don't need no sand.
Don't bring sand to the beach.
Oh no, there's a lot of men down there.
I could go down there and recruit.
Oh yeah, they could body slam you. And, you know, they could break you over and bend you over and take care of you. I got a crew of guys to look out for you.
Hmm. Wow.
All right. What about Tracy?
Tracy, we'll take care of you, Tracy. You know, you in the head first program or head start?
Come again? See, Tracy, he put you right to work. He know I'm a boss. So he put you right
I'm
to
trying
work.
To find out what she like.
What you like?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Are you in the head first program or the head start?
I'm the head start program. That's it, yeah.
Head first or head ain't that you sucking that meat or what? What's the oh, okay. What you doing, Tracy? He basically want to know what that throat game like.
No, Tracy. I'm trying to, you know.
What you doing to me, Luke?
What you like? Men or women?
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
as long as it's an attractive.
You'll fit good in Miami. They'll like you. The girls will like you.
Thank you, Luke.
Okay.
Luke said, ooh, I know exactly what to do with that.
Exactly.
Okay. Luke, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we want to thank Craig Robinson for coming by today.
Hey.
DJ Manny Norte for coming by today.
Yep.
Congratulations to Drama Sinatra, our Get in the Game artist. Tomorrow's show, we got Seven Streeters coming by.
That's the homie.
Okay. The psychic Linda Lauren is coming through. And the Comeback Kings will be here as well.
Okay.
And DJ Caesar will be our guest DJ.
Nice.
All right. Let me pose for the birdie with Luke real quick. Live on the air. All right. Okay, cool. And then until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we have. Oh, Tracy, you can be reached where?
Twitter, Instagram, it's all the damn same. At it's Tracy G I T S A C Y G. And check out my site, shesbeautyandthebeast.com.
Heather B.
You know what to do. You need those drink recipes. Hit me up at the happy hour at heatherb.com.
But with that fake shit, y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it ain't more than 92 with me, woman.
Thank you. was happy before Pharrell wrote happy. I'm old school. Oh, Sirius XM.
That is hilarious. Great stuff, everyone. Oh, that's lunch. All right, yeah, this is going great. This is going great. We'll be out of here by the end of the day and get these promos recorded. Good stuff. Good stuff. I don't like you. No, I love you.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make the twirl. It's your world, and I'm just a swirl. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So, yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live, and I'm
suitcase lately, there's been too much of this, but don't
$22.87 officially, and that put the price at $260.93, just the big yesterday.
I'm in this tunnel. How am I going to get the crop reports? Got Beaks in the gorilla suit.
Variety, garlic variety, and it's come on just perfect. The late garlic variety is going to be a little bit later than normal, and we're hoping that it'll make size.
This is a field of late variety garlic. The water has been cut off, and at this stage, the bulbs are still.
Gonna wear that dress, you know, skin tight, my hair blue, real nice. I see up in my skin. haven't you just go to Twitter and ask those guys, like, hey, like, why don't you try these new chips?
But it's because everyone does that. Our whole show, the whole concept of the show, if you've been listening, is to do things differently than the way everyone is doing everything. Because everyone does things the same, right?
And so, like I said, I didn't think the whole thing was bad, right? I thought some of it was cool. However, the only problem is the reason why I called is because I thought there was a little bit of just a bad tone involving highlighting the fact that this guy is homeless, and it's funny.
It's not funny. I do find it very fascinating that a homeless guy eats truffles on the regular. And if you don't find that interesting as well...
No, but think about it, man. Think about what you just said that's interesting. Like, what's so interesting about it?
Everything.
Yeah, everything is interesting about it.
There's a good opportunity for you to do that. You know, you guys are very funny, and people like listening to you. I like listening to you. And I think that if you're going to make the most of an idea like that, a segment like that, that's a good way to do it.
And in case you're wondering, the punchline in everything is always useless weirdo.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you're getting the conversation going, which is important, right?
Oh.
Michaela, what do you have to share for show and tell?
I brought a drawing of my cat, Mr. Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
I'm a West Coast bad boy. I'm represented. Dre, that's a bad choice. Is it rented? Party hard, hard. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight to Long Island. I want my own island. You betcha I'ma get it. I switch hits and play with both mitts. Pack a full fifth. I'm after your bitch. He ain't doing it right. She's after your stretch. And I'm after hers. With these macking words. Nerd. I thought square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a bucket skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Charging late for rent, she late your daughter away. If you make dollars every day, you face the problem. You be straight, can't find a vibe. Lost your way, another product. Good to payment, no acquittals. Catching cases, drowning liquor, pray for rain. You learn them prescriptions every day. You get lifted, sell a couple on the side. Indulging, binge, enjoy the rapid. Get your life, get some damn, I might see a ghost. One more pill might overdose. So damn, I might see a ghost. It's so-
Johnny UK, traditionally that might be referred to as a tune. Sound of Vince Staples. Featuring with you, a collaborative project of amazing producers. Rick Trainer, Get Penalava, Noah Shai, the Rudolph Lenders, Dave Taylor. That is today's world record, sounding massive. It's okay, it's only part of day for 60 minutes between 10 and 11 local West Coast time. And with the brand new video premiere of Finna Get Loose coming to Connect on Apple Music, I'm finally going to get a chance to meet Puff Daddy, someone who I've shipped to many, many friends I would like to have a beer with. So James, breakfast beers.
Why you gotta make streets a nightmare for no discernible reason?
Turn off.
This week on the Alligator Hour, the second half of my interview with Arctic Monkeys frontman Alex Turner, where we'll be talking about Halloween, costumes, wigs, and more. I remember you looked at me and you said, "Ah,
yeah.
She's Florence," and then you were dressed
as a washing machine.
Yeah, a washing machine. Yeah. Together you were Florence and the machine.
Yeah, which worked a lot better for me if we got separated.
Alligator Hour, you don't want to miss it. Part two of Joshua Homme's exceptional, iconic, deep, dark, historical, Frost Nixon-style interview with Alex Turner, male model and frontman of Arctic Monkeys. This is Elvine.
Both on the knees, I pull your hair back. Then push it forward and smack it from the back. I know you like that, but during the week I pull a disappearing act. Where my girl is at, I'm zoning in a real ballin'. Supposed to be a pimp, but my body is calling. I don't know R. Kelly, I calls my man. Two L's and Martell, maybe he understand. A grown man throwing his life in quicksand. Just to feel my tip on your lips and hands.
It's alright, let's go somewhere and get it on tonight.
$50,000 on your beat.
respect you. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Great Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Cause the pool slick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Do the smurf, do the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back. They shooting. I made you love. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's
up. It's a dirty trick making me look like that. With a dime back. They shooting. Oh no, oh no. I made
you love. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat top. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Trunk in the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the tools kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle four photo. They shootin'. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shootin'. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. My mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Mobsters don't box my pump shot of blodges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me class. Made batch bins, backseat TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My nines are spit, niggas lose consciousness.
Hey, what's up? This is the kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Diddy.
Yeah, pimpin', it's the Birdman, and the hype is real on Shade 45.
I don't give a fuck, y'all.
It's like motherfucking voodoo in here.
Go, go, what are you doing? Go!
Been down, but never been out.
Fuck.
Around the world since I've been out. Now about to fuck around, pull the pin out. His kids need clothes on their back. And daddy needs new clothes on the back. I still closing for
fits
on my dickhead. As a table ripping bread with my day one. Ain't shit changed, look, I got the same number. Just a little bit of money and some fame, huh? The hunger's stronger than ever. I can taste blood on my taste buds. I'm a back of me in 8 months. Glowed up like a rave in the forest. It's all white, eating orange. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you guys later. That's it, I'm at work, so yeah. Bye.